The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is our French President Trump, and I'm here today with the French President Trump weekly press conference. I shall now take questions from the enemies of the people.
Mr. President.
You.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent. Mr. President, our democracy hangs by a thread. People were killed and injured in an attack on our Capitol building by insurrectionists that you inspired, sir. The rollout of the vaccine has been a failure, and we are still losing a desperate war against the virus. With all of this happening, Mr. President, why would you go to the wall to make a speech?
The wall is a very important part of Operation Warped. If people inject a little bit of the wall under the skin, people are saying, lots of doctors that I know that you do not know are saying that it can protect you against the virus. Next question.
Mr. President. Karen von Carlson, OANN. Mr. President, I thought your speech in front of the wall was one of the best you've ever given.
Thank you, Karen.
It was so powerful. You were so manly. If someone didn't know, they would never think you were just about to be impeached.
Karen!
Importantly, giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Toby Keith.
Thank you, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Emma Gary, New York Gazette. Someone carved the letters T-R-U-M-P into the back of a Florida manatee. What do you think about that?
T-R-U-M-P? Spelled correctly?
Yes, sir. Spelled correctly.
Well, then it could not have been Eric.
That's all you have to say? Manatees are a dwindling species. They're mostly herbivores.
It's a small step from herbivore to socialist. And then the big C. Not the one I call Melania, but communist. A small step. You mark my words. You let herbivores in and we have no country.
Sir, a manatee is a large sea creature, and it's an herbivore because it eats plants. Someone carved your name into a harmless animal. What do you think should be done about it?
Well, that is a free speech issue. You want to take away someone's First Amendment right to carve my name into the flesh of a big fish? That's an infringement on the American way, which is why we have to have a wall to stop the herbivores from coming in. We are not going to stand for that. Lock her up! Lock her up! Lock her... Nobody? What's the matter with you people?
Mr. President, this is a press conference that doesn't work here.
Next question! Next question!
Mr. President.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Denise James with Black Enterprise Magazine. Have you spoken with Vice President Pence since you misled your violent followers to believe that he could overturn the votes from a free and fair election, which made him a target of their bloodthirsty rage?
Mac Ponce, is that you in a Denise James costume?
No, Mr. President, it's not. My name is Denise James, and I'm a member of the White House Press Corps for Black Enterprise Magazine.
Look, Mac Ponce, you spineless cardboard cutout, I am not speaking to you. First of all, you have flat poop on your head, and secondly, how dare you approve the National Guard deployment to stop a peaceful tour of the Capitol by people carrying the beautiful Trump flag?
Respectfully, Mr. President, it was not a peaceful tour. People were terrorized. Two Capitol Police officers have died. More were injured. It was an insurrection that you encouraged.
I knew that was Mac Ponce. Take off that costume, you coward.
Is anyone hearing this? Just next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tom Snell from CNN. Mr. President, you keep saying that your freedom of speech has been infringed upon because your Twitter account was permanently shut down as a consequence of your violation of the rules of Twitter's platform.
That's right. My voice has been silenced. I do not get to be heard. No one knows what I am thinking.
Mr. President, Twitter is a private company.
I cannot engage in dialogue with the American people and the world.
Mr. President, it does not violate
your
constitutional...
No one can hear my very important voice.
Mr. President, access to Twitter is not protected under the first...
I am cast out from the public square. My ideas cannot be communicated.
Mr. President?
We, enemy of the people?
Free speech is not protected within a private company. Twitter has rules that you agreed to when you joined the platform. It's not a government entity. Besides, you're the president of the United States. You can give a press conference anytime you want. You can go on television to address the nation. You can go on the radio. With or without social media, you have the biggest microphone in the world, sir.
That's what she said, eh, Tom? Next question, next question.
Mr. President, it is not right that you are locked out of Twitter.
Thank you, Karen.
You should see what's happening on there, sir. After your wonderful speech in front of the wall, Bette Midler tweeted, "Fuck off, you seditious creep." And she posted that she won the Golden Globe of Fascism. She shouldn't be able to do that, sir. She tweeted a Hello Donnie song video about you being in jail. I make a pledge to you, sir, right here and now. That bitch, Bette Midler, will never be on OANN.
Thank you, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President, over here. Thank you, Mr. President. Jimmy Tingle with the Boston accent. Mr. President, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he is open to your impeachment. A number of your cabinet members have resigned, citing your involvement in instigating the attack on the Capitol. You've put out videos where you are very clearly reading someone else's words from a teleprompter. People are referring to those as hostage videos. Some news outlets are actually reporting that you are feeling isolated. Are you feeling isolated, sir?
Fuck those news outlets and fuck you too, Jim Attingley, you enemy of the people. Those cabinet members were never on my side. I just threw them some crumbs. Imagine fucking Betsy DeVos resigning on moral grounds. Do you know that her name is actually Betsy DeVos? The D stands for her school grade average. And Mitch McConnell's wife, Chow Chow, she doesn't have a moral bone in her body. She's married to Mitch McConnell, for Christ's sakes. That's why I chose these assholes. They are corrupt as the year 2020 was long. I chose them so that when I cheated, built the taxpayer for money, and tried to amass more power for myself, they would not say anything. I am not isolated, you fuckwad. Why, just last night, Toby Keith stopped by to visit moi. Next question, next question.
Mr. President,
thank you, sir. Emmett Manning from New York Newsday. Mr. President, the Washington Post is reporting that your daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner did not allow the Secret Service detail that protects them to use any of the half dozen bathrooms in their Washington, D.C. home. Therefore, the Secret Service has been forced to rent a $3,000 a month basement apartment nearby at taxpayer expense.
Expense? I like the sound of that. I should have appointed Ivanka vice president. She never has flies on her head. Flies don't like that speckle shit she uses on her face. Did I ever tell you about the time I got stuck to her face?
Yes, sir. You did. Sir, I was wondering, now that you know about the situation, sir, what will you do about it?
I'm going to be honest with you, Emmett, and then I'll go right back to how I was before. I took a big, messy dump at Ivanka and Jared's house once. I mean, it was splashy. Not just a plop plop. It was incoming! Emmett, I have seen some gross shit before, but this was like nothing anybody has ever seen before. It got on Ivanka's little hand towels.
Well, sir, you're grossing me out.
I may have gotten some bad sea turtle or something.
Wait, you eat sea turtle?
Oui, it's delicious with sea chicken McNuggets dipping sauces.
Mr. President, sea turtles are an endangered species.
Well, I don't eat the whole thing, Emmett. Anyway, something made me shit my brains out at Ivanka's house, and of course, I did not clean up after myself. So, when Ivanka made such a big fuss about it, I swore to her that it was not moi, but a member of the Secret Service who had soiled her bathroom in such a way, and like so many, she believes moi. So, that could be why they don't let the Secret Service use their toilet.
That little fiction, sir, has led to not only an inhumane way to treat other human beings at her home, but thousands of dollars in government waste.
Oh, Emmett, that is nothing compared to the shit I have done.
That story couldn't possibly be true, sir. The Secret Service left an enormous Cleveland steamer the night I was with you at the White House.
This press conference is over!
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.